Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echebarren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echebarren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. McNally catches it and throws to first to double up Buford. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field. Here's the throw into the infield and Buford commits an error. Bowens is thrown out. Berry throws the ball into Skowron, who tags Bowens trying to return to first, for the out. Robinson scores. Robinson scores. Held moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Held scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss throws to second for 1, and Buford throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Lomaby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field. Bowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowens. Skowron moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Paul Blair. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McNally, and towards Adair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Woody Held. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Lomaby covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowens. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Bowens steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball four. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey now playing left field. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fries hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Bob Locker now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Bowens reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Palfrey goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bob Locker. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 0 for 1 in the game. Watt hits a fly ball towards right. Cater settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cater. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. AG hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball towards right. Cater settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cater. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Stu Miller now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.